The report was circulated to honorable members some 2 weeks ago, and they are here before us today, and we will then immediately deal with them. You are all welcome. I hope this is our last meeting of the year. It's really been a very hectic year, but at least we managed to do our work with diligence and commitment. And thank you very much for your support. In terms of apologies, I have one apology. An apology from Honorable Bloom, who could not attend this meeting due to him attending the Tax of State Information meeting. Unfortunately, that meeting, I'm also from that meeting, is over. I hope he will join us. So that apology won't stand. And there is a verbal apology from Aaron Mela. Not make it to this meeting. So those are the only apologies I have on our members for noting. So to item number 3, which is consideration and adoption of the report. The first one being adjustment appropriation bill, B200-2012. Honorable Mashide, you are welcome. Honorable members, the appropriation bill was referred to us as 777. And we did get some briefing on the bill itself. The report is page 1 at the back of the agenda pack, which reads as follows: the report of the Senate Committee on Appropriations on the Adjustment Appropriation Bill B232-2012, National Assembly Section 37, dated 7th November. The Select Committee on Appropriations, having considered the Adjustment Appropriation Bill referred to it and classified by a joint tag mechanism as Section 77 Bill, report that it has agreed to the bill without amendments. Sorry, the report to be considered. I put the report before you, Honorable Members. Honorable De Beer, proposed adoption, seconded by Honorable Becker. Any objection? And thank you, Honorable Members. I'll move to the second report, which is the proposition of revenue and conditional allocation to provincial and local CAF government. That is the MTPS report, in short. I'll take it page by page, Honorable Members, because I think it was circulated, so it's just one or two. If there is any corrections or omissions you might have identified that you are going to the report, you will do so as I go page by page. I'm now on page 1. Page 3. Honourable members will remember that during the adoption of the report on the Division of Revenue Amendments Bill, some of the concerns we are raising also here were expressed further by way of recommendations in that report. So that's why it will appear here that we are just raising some of those concerns, but not necessarily because we have already made such a recommendation in that report and adopted last night. May I then table the report of adoption before the members? Honorable Mashile. Honorable Mashile moves for adoption. Honorable Makubela, second, I think, to one of the members. I will now put the report on the Select Committee of Appropriation and Progress with the Local Government General Strategy Operation in Audit by 2014 and the establishment of municipal infrastructure support. I will then table page 1 of the report. Page 3.
Yes, sir. Sir, there are just two things that I just want to raise.
Yes, sir.
I think of very late, as yesterday, I think our capacity in the country in terms of auditing and financial management, I think has been downgraded as well. In other words, is that our capacity to produce credible financial reports that present the fair position of our public entities actually leave a lot to be desired. And it's not a new thing, because the Auditor General also has pointed out that we do have serious challenges of financial skills. And on top of it, there is an issue relating to governance issues. And the argument that is being placed is that while in the past 3-4 financial years, our auditing standards in South Africa has been graded to be the best until this particular bank rating, was because the kind of financial statements that have been produced by our public entities, all of them, the Auditor General had a lot of issues to raise about them, which was actually a contradiction to the standard of auditing that was evaluated to be the best in the world. The question was, is the outcomes of the Auditor General, and eventually that looks like it has been corrected by international organizations to say, how do you have credible high standards of auditing, but the kind of audit outcome that the Auditor General have contradicts it. And even ourselves as a country, we agree that we've got challenges for financial skills. And it is only the financial skills that they have to produce credible annual statements that should present the positions of this public entity. But in many occasions, the financial statements of this public institution is allowed to be demanded. Now, on the basis of that, I wanted to say that there is a need for COPTA to really evaluate this target of 2014 in relation to the steps that they are taking, also considering the problems that we have in terms of financial skills in our public institutions, to really say whether this is still correct that we're talking about 2014. Because the financial skills is a limiting factor on its own, because you can't produce it over 12 months. It's not possible. It can only be produced over a particular period of time when you start immediately. But it's not a thing that we can say by next year we will be having credible, skilled financial personnel that will ensure that they will produce the annual financial statement that will fairly present the financial positions of our entity without any problem within 12 months or so. Because for people to be able to do that, they have to be in the entity, be properly qualified, be in the entity, and correct all sorts of things like filing and all these things that actually lead to this problem. And when they have got all the internal controls right, is then that the particular system will capacitate them to produce credible annual financial statements. You take Nala municipality, even if you can take the most experienced, the most educated financial guru. You put in there, it's not going to produce a credible financial statement because some of the information that you will need to present, you won't find it. They are not there. Simple as all. And I'm actually just worried for us really to keep quiet when people continue to talk about clean audit 2014, when there are other limiting factors that look to be beyond certain people's capacity to deal with them. Yeah, I hope that I've just tried to make my point.
Thank you, Chair. So in light of this limiting factor, I'm suggesting that we put a recommendation that on the review of that target timeline.
If we could put a sentence that actually conscientizes COP,
okay,
to either reevaluate all their processes in relation to 2014, considering the limiting factors that the Auditor General had raised in terms of the capacity in the financial skills and governance issues. Thank you.
Are you going to review that position, all members? Happy? We all agree. Thank you very much, Honorable Mashile. We have 9 hours left. We're still on page 9. Well, I don't have a problem with that. The only thing is that, to me, that information, effective in saying 2 months, it's been too crazy. I mean, it's something that you should be having in tending, if you know what they're doing there. But it's fine. I don't have a problem with 3 months. I don't know what the deal of members. Don't agree? Or do you agree? Meaning by end. think the point of the machine.
Yeah, I understand that we believe that they may be having this information. The major question that may arise here is whether the appropriate personnel that are supposed to provide you the information they will need of. Because when the month of December starts, you know, government officials start tailing down, going on holidays and extending themselves over a period of other things. The other thing, the last 2 weeks or whatever. And for us to actually ensure that we get credible information is to actually afford that the correct personnel produces the correct information. Other than somebody to be focusing on holiday to say, NGOP wants this information, that people scrap on phones and actually get that information. And because one thing for sure, here, when we actually adopt this particular report, there is no guarantee that on the day that we adopt it in the House, immediately to be communicated to the party. It can take a week or two before this gets out there. And now you can imagine when will that be as well. So it's, but it was not simply a suggestion for ensuring that we get credible information that we require. It's not necessarily a cast in stone proposal.
Okay. We see on this channel, and that's all I will do now. Let's see how welcome. Thank you. We see on page 10. I think 0.613. Yeah. Oh, honorable. The feeling is that we are close to 2 months. Yes. Now it's 2 months that it's not credible. I didn't clarify. No, it's 2 months, honorable. Thank you. Thank you. We are changing it. Honorable Masire is period. Thank you. Honorable members, I think 6.13, it should be the same. Something that we can't measure. So I will require that we delete that one. And then we still on page 10. Any other comments there? If none, I table the report for adoption. Appear at proposed adoption. Any seconder? Any seconder? Any seconder? Any seconder? And I remember Honorable Bier has moved to adoption. Seconded by Honorable Masile. Thank you very much. We'll now go to the report of the Select Committee on Appropriation on the hearing on the fourth quarter expenditure social sector expanded public works program. I'm on page 1. And then page 2.
Yes, sir.
How do you differentiate the under expenditure and over expenditure on the last column? Are all these fillers over expenditure? No, there is really nothing
that is missing,
whether it is over or under expenditure.
Yes.
Because on the headings column,
I think on the headings column,
I
yeah.
bracketed the under expenditure.
Yeah, they would put the bracket there. Thank you, Honorable Mashile.
Oh. No. All the headings, the.
So that we have a reading, we know that one.
Pre audited over through under expenditure to differentiate that one is over or the other one is under. You can either just use the bracket for under expenditure so that when you look at the number, if it is not bracketed, that means it's an over expenditure. If it's under, then you'll see it being bracketed or with a negative sign. For now, there's nothing.
Comments?
Those particular problems.
I don't have a problem with that.
Because as it is termed, when you read this finding, then you must go back to the main report to find which are the problems.
Okay.
Instead of just reading on the findings and the recommendations, it should be clear what it is that we are finding and what we are recommending. I'm not clearly going back and starting with the main paperwork.
Agreed. Thank you. Any further corrections or additions? In the absence of any, I table the report for action from members. Honorable Bloom.
I don't have the wording, but you see on the recommendation.
Yes, sir.
You see 6.1 to 6.1.
It could be 9.
On page 9.
Yeah. Which report are you on? The report you are dealing with, Honorable Bloom, is the one that refers to first quarter expenditure on the social sector external request program, incentive grant.
Report of the committee on the fourth quarter.
Yes, that one.
We passed this other one.
Yes.
We have already passed.
Yes.
Okay. Now that's fine. It's because it is only a comment. It's not serious. You see, the style of nothing.
Okay.
I'm not. Because each and every sentence is saying the department.
Okay.
That is all. But we can pass.
All right. Can you get the mover of the report, our members? Well, Mashiva is moving, seconded by Honorable Director. Thank you very much. The last report that you are dealing with is the report on oversight visit to Gauteng municipalities. That's the last report that we are going to be dealing with, one of the members. So this report also includes this report on our members, it includes both legs of our interaction with that province. You would remember when we were there, we could not engage with City of Tshwane and City of Johannesburg, which we dealt with later. But the report compiled as one, it includes both legs. I'm on page one on our members. I must indicate to our members as you are going just for record that if you remember with regard to the Gauteng, there was we did subsequent to our visit received a petition from the Taylors Association in the Tshwane, which during our engagement with the two metros, I did indicate that we have received those reports, and the reports I had communicated those issues to the mayor of Tshwane, Councillor Ramakgopa, and also directed him to interact with that association, and we will immediately upon our return from recess next day prioritize convening a meeting between us and them again, just to be sure that those issues were dealt with and how they were concluded, so that we know that from our record we would have done or responded to that particular petition. So I just felt I need to share that information with yourself as to where we are in regard to that.
They are under these two, but they just need to capture it in the way it reflects the reality there. Because the sentence just summarizes without reflecting. Yeah. I was on page 6. I just saw a ghost coming into the house. No, the honourable member from Treasury is affectionately called ghost. So
day 7, I remember. I was at 9, Honorable Mashide is still coming behind us. I'm now at 10. No, because you're not a host, I don't have the place to accommodate. Okay, page 11, all of my list. Page 11, yes?
Thank you. capable of acquiring clean audit. Now this is captured under the second paragraph in this bullet, bullet A, B, C. But nowhere here does anyone see this particular strategy playing that particular role of encouraging and monitoring the training of the particular business. So I don't know, Chairman.
Wouldn't you want to perhaps formulate a recommendation on that point for them to consider? I think it will be best captured under recommendation, so that it becomes a point for them to use. Would that be
fine?
Thank you. Push page 14. Great.
page 19. Page 19.
The feeling of the way she kind of rises to the bottom of 21. I'm sure the total speaking people should be having a better feeling. Is it like that? I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I thought there was some cue or something.
Uh-huh.
Is that there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't confuse me with cow. Page 22. Lack of added attention, I think, to effective equipment.
Is it something to do with slow turnaround time or high or low or high or what?
There's delays in terms of repairing some of the
stuff. Just make it more clear that anyone that reads should not seek to ask.
Okay.
Because for now, definitely you will ask, but it was not English.
Okay. Not a problem. 26. Thank you. 8.6, the Mahal City government authority has declared an authorized expenditure to the amount of 11 million for exceeding expenditure. On its allocated budget for the year, which was controlled by 8,000, moved by the airport losses to level of 9 million electricity losses to level of 27. Other concerns, the other machine? They only later condoned it. Yes. So it was after thought. There was a point that I requested Honorable DC to rather put it as a recommendation. He has drafted a recommendation, which is not here, but if we all agree, it will come. And then I'll just read it for you, Honorable Members. It says that the Premier's Coordinating Forum in promoting good intergovernmental relations with municipalities should encourage and organize consistent training for the chief finance officers, internal audit committees, and risk management committees with the assistance of treasurer. I will read it once more. Oh, you got it? Okay. You can reflect on that. Is it okay? Okay. So if we do that together with all those other recommendations then. Page 27, 28.
page 27, that's 9.2. Yeah. This is that a statement. I don't think it is a recommendation. Mm-hmm. If it's a recommendation, it should be tied up to a supervisory trust or a higher trust. The way it just stands is just simply a statement.
Mm-hmm.
Unless if we say the MEC or the housing department should ensure that this one too much but is refrained from violating or bypassing. as it stands, it's just a statement.
I'm now interested on your formulation now. I agree with the statement part. But can you then bring that proposal? The MEC what? Yeah, it's been removed, but Masila has got a reworked formulation. That's why I'm saying he must repeat himself on that one.
No, sir, I was just saying that it should be tied up to a supervisory strata. To the municipality, so that the recommendation can have some good to implement.
At the moment,
it's just a statement which, so that's why I was saying, because we have got the Department of Local Government, the Traditional Affairs Committee, which we can charge to ensure that this municipality refrain from doing this. Therefore, you've got the referral point for that particular oversight.
Okay.
Otherwise, we will remove it because all other statements or recommendations seek to get the municipalities to refrain from doing wrong things. All our recommendations.
So we delete 9.2.
You can remove it or otherwise tie it to a provincial department or so.
Removed?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I think 9.3 covers it also.
Okay.
I'm on page 28. And if there's nothing on page 28, I table the report for adoption of members. Honourable Mazofi? No, but you are present now as we deal with the report. Thank you. Seconded. Thank you. The report has been adopted, and on top of that, honourable member, just before you get to the last item on that, we have circulated this report on over and under expenditure of municipalities as at the 30th of June this year. The report was tabled by the Minister of the National Assembly. It will be interesting for ourselves to go through it and see how our municipalities are already performing. The high levels of underspending, which is a worrying factor. So, but he tables all the municipalities and gives the details as to what is what, so that during our constituency period we can, where possible, interact with those municipalities that falls under our provinces. And but it also helps us to keep track of what will ultimately be the results. But that is just for noting, one of our members, not for discussion. I will now move to the next item on the agenda, which is the minutes of the Select Committee, the consideration of the division of revenue, as well as adoption of the report. Honourable Mashia.
Sir, I just wanted to raise one issue in relation to the item that you have completed. One understands that the treasurer has the power to keep funds from a municipality which is underspending on any particular, say, conditional grant or... I was of the opinion, Chair, that I think one day we should discuss this particular matter. Whether we can agree on certain limits of underspending which can empower Treasury then to withhold the next batch of transfers, but it should not just simply be based on other expenditure than we're holding the funds, and that's it. Because what I've realized is that while Treasury is doing that for the good of safeguarding the funds, but in certain public entities, we actually refuse with delivery of services by holding those funds. If we can find ourselves debating this particular issue, remember that ourselves as politicians, we see those funds as delivery of services in monetary form. If kept by Treasury, that means those services have been kept from the people. Now I was just proposing, Chair, that one day we should discuss whether we can put certain levels of underspending under which then Treasury can start considering that, given the particular status of capacity in the relevant municipalities. So,
well, I think we'll know that we have had such discussions in the past, you remember, but I think the relevant time when we can discuss it will be when we deal with the revision. The division of revenue early next year, because that clause is in that particular document. So we can still take further our arguments and see if we won't have any inch of heart. I'm on page 2 of the minutes, honourable members. As well as 3. And if they are okay, may I have to move up? Honourable members, that brings us to the end of this meeting. Like I said, this was our very last meeting of the year. And I'm not sure, honourable members, my view would be to request Honourable Mazosiwe that once these reports are issued, if possible, we get them to the House and complete this year's work, which is next week. And but I'm not sure of where I need guidance, whether we should do so by way of that statement or there's any particular area where, but the housing one, I think there was an agreement before that once it is ATC, we will have to delete it. Perhaps that one can be delayed in terms of being put on the program and be dealt with in the very first quarter, so that we then all have time to delete it and invite Salga and them to come. If that decision is still there, but I know in one of the meetings that's what we agreed. Am I correct? Yes.
But what is going to happen? I mean, if we ATC this report and then we arrive next year, that means the programming will have to reactivate them next year to get into the program ahead. The House.
Now, once they are ATC, they will go under further business of the House. They will understand.
Yes.
But the point I was making was that I would have loved that if possible, they get concluded now, this year. But then in light of the fact that there was an agreement, particularly on the Gauteng one, the Gauteng visit, where we said once that one comes before the House, we would want to debate, have a debate on it instead of each other's party. Even if it's 80 seats, I can, by your permission, require that it should not be scheduled now, but it rather be scheduled in the first term when it comes back.
so that you can be able to debate it. Okay. Oh, I understand. You're taking that into labs. Okay. I think we can either withhold it and get 80 seats next year, or I don't know. Thank you very much, Honorable Liz, for doing that vote of thanks. I think I was going to do it, but I won't repeat it anyway. You have already done it for me. Thank you. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. We also from ourselves appreciate all the support that you have received from all of us as members, including the hard work from the staff members. That is fully appreciated and we recognize that. And I'm sure we can still organize something to interact before we part ways sometime next week. But it's something that is still working on with Honorable CPM. So, but we'll communicate the details of everything to Honorable Members and staff. And without it.